Hey, I suppose you're listening to me because you have a preference for submissive women. Let me tell you a little about my side of SM play. This is not me explaining submissiveness in general. There are so many ways of being a sub, and by the way, it's not reserved to women. This is just about my own personal experience. I find SM play has an amplifier effect. About everything sexual feels much more intense when done during role play. And although I truly enjoy many ways of having sex, there's something special about being dominated. It's intense. I think the excitement is due to pushing the boundaries of what normally would be acceptable. So far, this might be true for both sides. Being submissive in particular is about giving up control. If I surrender to a partner, I can't and don't have to decide what's going to happen next. To be honest, that can be very relaxing. I'm a person who tends to overthink things. It gives me peace when someone fucks my brains out from time to time. Seriously, it helps me to let go. Getting dominated is a great way to lose myself in the moment. The physical and mental stimulation being so overwhelming, my mind can't help but shut up for once and just enjoy the best fucking orgasms imaginable. Another point for me is the contrast of playing a role that is fundamentally different from everyday life. I am not in a full-time SM relationship. In daily life, I'm the equal of my partner. But when we go into role play, I let him say and do things to me I would never accept outside the bedroom. It is play, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't feel real. Oh no, I tell you, it feels very real. And it enables me to explore different side of myself and my partner. What else? Of course, there's the immense joy of turning on someone with a dominance kink. I need to feel that my dom is excited about it. The further I go in surrendering myself, the more he goes crazy for it. Of course, this is kind of an undercurrent reversal power dynamic here. One very important element is trust. When being submissive, I make myself the most vulnerable. Physically, of course, when being naked, blindfolded, and tied to the bed, my dom could literally do anything to me, but also emotionally. It's absolutely necessary for my partner to know my boundaries and my safety signs and always respect them. Communication is so important, but I don't see it like, oh no, we have to go through communication before the fun begins. No, quite the opposite. It can be very intimate and sexy to talk about your kinks with a partner and a great way to connect sexually and build a deeper relationship. Another huge point is care. It's related to trust. If someone takes the time to learn about my preferences and boundaries and respects them, even in the heat of the moment, I would define that as care. Being very sweet and caring afterwards is very important too, and a great way to show appreciation for how far I would go for my dom. There's more to be said on the topic of aftercare, but I will do so in another kinky talk. Bye bye for now.